The Afterlife podcast employs dark humor and frank language. It is intended for a mature audience. You are listening to the Afterlife Podcast. Thank you for joining me for episode 13. Lay your head on my pillow. Dead Jimmy Jennings finds himself in a woman's bed for the first time in 20 years. Will he rise to the occasion or go out like a chump? Let's find out. Jimmy Jennings stood upstairs on a landing surveying the scene. He'd intended to already be dressed by now, but Jimmy was experiencing time in a way he hadn't previously. Last he remembered, he'd been following Bump through the house, watching the little boy interact with various things, when suddenly he'd felt an undeniable urge to fall asleep. In a daze, he'd stumbled through the sprawling modern mansion, looking for an uninhabited someplace soft to give in to defeat. Never having been in the house before, and having abruptly lost his tour guide to a nanny insisting it was bedtime, Jimmy found himself at a crossroads. Comfort could be awaiting Jimmy's arrival in any direction. Each was just as likely to lead to the bed he most wanted to fall asleep in. Jimmy held the vision of Cassandra's bed firmly in his mind, imagined the relief he'd feel crawling into it. Once he had manufactured the feeling of that, he'd let his intuition lead the way. When Jimmy saw the black grand piano with the pink suede bench, he knew he was in the right place. The door stood open, as it had before. The bedroom was empty of people. Sunlight filtered in through a semi-transparent shade. For a woman with such an ostentatious wardrobe, Cassandra's taste in home furniture was tastefully understated. And there it was. The pièce de résistance, a resplendent, hypersomnia-inducing masterpiece. Its pillows and center highlighted by the filtered sun, as if a stage lit by spotlight, the bed invited ingress and relaxation, drenched in golden rays of setting sun. Jimmy, still in the pajamas he'd died in, was already appropriately dressed. He circled up the ascending lily pad steps around the platform and arrived at the top, looked down lovingly at the bed, and after a moment of intense appreciation, he was snuggled up in it, kicking his legs around under the covers to untuck the sheets at the foot of the bed so he could more easily move around. Then Dead Jimmy Jennings, in his black, silk, Derrick Rose pajamas, pulled the 800 fill power down-filled comforter over his chest, snuggling into a nest of eiderdown pillows until there was nothing left to see of his face except the tip of his nose, and allowed himself to be dragged into the delta waves by the seductive undertow of sleep. Sometime in the night, Cassandra had been carried in. One of her ladies-in-waiting had come in first with a smoldering bundle of herbs and lit a bunch of candles to drench the room in ambient light. She lit a pyramid of thick pillar candles arranged on a low table and some estate-sized candles on freestanding holders, podiums nearly, in various corners of the room. She'd also lit incense. Jimmy recognized the scent from a short but intense heart-mind-opening relationship with a woman he'd met at a house party he'd somehow ended up at in Silver Lake. It had lasted a summer. Nag Champa. Jimmy knew white sage in particular was good for clearing energy. He wondered for the second time if the uniformed elevator woman, that's who was waving the sage around, was sensing his ghostly presence and attempting to remove his influence by clearing the energy in the room. He didn't feel offended, though. It was astute and thoughtful. It made him feel good to see that his niece, who was clearly troubled, was at least surrounded by women that had her best interests at heart and would, regardless of what state Cassandra was in, take superior care with her and her things and the children, Little Bump and Persephone. The woman carrying Cassandra in her arms, a groundswoman by her uniform of Wellington boots and cargo pants instead of slacks, placed an unconscious Cassandra between the benevolent folds of silken bedding like a pearl maker invading a shellfish to place a future pearl in the tender parts between. Cassandra was already dressed for bed in a pale pink hooded cashmere two-piece. After tucking her in, the domestics exited the room, closing the door behind them. The moment the door clicked shut, Cassandra's body shuddered. She was crying, and trying to do it quietly. Jimmy couldn't imagine feeling so much pain, or the frustration of not being able to even cry earnestly in peace. It was clear Cassandra did not want to be overheard. If she was overheard, the domestics would doubtless come in again, and it seemed to Jimmy that there would be very little they could do. Her pain ran too deep for easy words and soothing tones. After a few stuttered breaths, she'd started to sob. It was more than Jimmy could bear. In a moment of inspired action, he threw caution to the wind. Fuck if he was a ghost! Fuck feeling afraid! Jimmy wrapped his arms around Cassandra. With all his might, all his love, he reached out to his niece with his heart-mind. And as if she felt the comfort of his love, her convulsing arrested. She became still. Jimmy thought for a moment that he had killed her. But after a few seconds, he felt her back rise and fall in his arms. "That's it," Jimmy told her with his mind, the way he used to talk to himself. The way he used to talk himself down from the ledge when he was alive. "Breathe. You're all right. Probably just overthinking," his mind told her. "Everything, no matter what it seems like now, is going to be okay." Jimmy's heart ached for this woman, overcome with regret that he'd been a part of the faction of people who'd caused her pain. Jimmy felt a resolve within him birth itself and strengthen. Never again. He'd lived a half-life, all the while thinking he'd been the man. He was revolted at the indignities he'd perpetrated, and contrite about the ways that he'd cheated himself, all the while thinking he'd been clever. He'd almost gone his whole life unable to see. Well, not caring for anything else but her comfort, Jimmy had mentally commanded himself to hold Cassandra through the night, and then the ghost of Jimmy Jennings had fallen asleep, himself dreaming a dead man's dreams.
You've been listening to the Afterlife Podcast, episode 13, Lay Your Head on My Pillow. This week's episode features music by Otis McDonald. This is Rich Man in the Sky. The Afterlife Podcast is serialized paranormal fiction written and performed and produced lovingly for you by me, your host, Maximilian Defoe. The Afterlife Podcast is based on the book Afterlife, written by me, available on Amazon. Next week on the Afterlife Podcast, has the perpetual ladies' man Jimmy Jennings abandoned his old ways, allowing love to inspire in him a change of heart? Find out next week on episode 14, Sneetches. For more episodes of the Afterlife Podcast, visit TarynMaximilianDefoe.com/ForeverAfterlife. Where you can find not only the episodes that you might have missed, but links to the Afterlife boards on Pinterest featuring additional material, videos and images of Karen's bachelorette pad, what's inside Cassandra's closet, and all kinds of things that will heighten your enjoyment of this story. Did you like this episode? Yeah? Yeah! Leave me a review on iTunes. It really does make a difference. And visit TarynMaximilianDefoe.com/layyourheadonmypillow to leave me your comments. Thank you for listening.